This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned it.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning, and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
All right, this is ridiculous. Where is everybody? I'm here. I know DJ Envy's here. Hey, what's up, Envy? Your pockets are hanging out. Envy looks a mess. Charlamagne, I'm sure, is on his way.
I just woke up.
Where were you?
I was in the back sleeping.
All right, how come nobody woke Envy up?
They actually did, but you know when you hit the snooze when you want five more minutes?
Except that there's not five more minutes.
Nah, 5 more minutes turned into about 20 minutes, but I'm up now. Good morning, ye.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Just trying to get myself together. I ain't even got socks on. I don't think I got underwear on.
Your pockets were just hanging outside. So you sleep in there with no underwear?
I sleep naked. I sleep in a sleeping bag.
That's disgusting. You get naked in the studio?
It's my sleeping bag.
You know how many people use that?
My sleeping bag? Nobody.
Okay.
Nobody uses
you
my sleeping bag.
You keep thinking that.
Nobody uses
you
my sleeping
bag. You in there
naked
with some crabs.
I ain't got no crabs, but
no,
I sleep
somebody
naked.
Does.
Because when you get in a sleeping bag, it's very, when you get in there, it's cold.
And but you take your underwear off, though?
Yes.
This is crazy.
I sleep naked when I'm home. I sleep naked when I'm here. What's
but
the
you're
problem?
Not at home.
This is my second home.
And people walk into that to the office all the time.
Well, hey, if they walk in there and see me naked, pow!
I think that's weird. I'm sorry.
Hey, well, if you see me
and
naked,
you know,
you see
everybody
me naked,
sleeps
back
there.
Well, just knock on the door before you open the doors. You know, hey, it's...
That's gross.
What's gross about it is I'm sleeping naked in my sleeping bag.
Because this whole place up here is filthy.
Oh, well, not my sleeping bag.
Okay. I know that I used to have a blanket up here. I had a Snuggie, I had all kinds of things. And when I'm not here, people use it.
Nobody's going to use my sleeping bag. But you know what? Shout out to my nephew. If you don't know my nephew, he's from North Carolina. He's up here on spring break, so I been taking him out everywhere that I've been going. He's actually been riding with me. He's not up. No, he's not up. He's sleeping somewhere up here.
He's in a sleeping bag.
No, he's not in a sleeping bag. He's sleeping somewhere up here. But I took him.
What a spring break. You had him up early every morning coming to work.
He wanted to. He was like, he wanted to experience, you know, going to work and running around and doing everything that I had to do. So he got to be tired. Yesterday, I took him to play basketball with Chloe, right? That was an
adventure.
That's
a wash.
No, it wasn't that bad. Well, it wasn't that bad.
Clue's not as good at basketball as he thinks he is.
Clue played good yesterday. Clue's, if DJ Clue does nights here in New York City.
He's gonna be so bad.
And he plays in basketball like, if you think of somebody that's in the NBA, he plays that hard. It's no just a pickup game or just a friendly game with Clue. Like, he's in there, he comes out with knee pads, elbow pads, and mouthpiece, and plays dumb hard. But he got busy yesterday.
So
shout out to Clue. So, I mean, he had a good time.
Was he the MVP?
No. My nephew was MVP. But let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Man, it's such unfortunate news. We'll talk about the attack that happened in London yesterday. What information do they have as the police have arrested 7 people? Also, we'll talk about D.C. Police are advising young people to stay home because apparently a lot of young women are going missing.
All right. And also in baseball, right? I'm kind of confused.
What's baseball?
Team USA versus Team Puerto Rico. Isn't Puerto Rico...
You're right.
Isn't it?
You're right.
All right, anyways, The Breakfast Club, good morning. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Open
up the phone lines. If you feel blessed, 800-585-1051. If you want to spread some positivity, maybe today's your birthday, maybe you're in a great mood, call us up right now. Tell us why you're blessed. But now, let's get into some front page news. Now, Team USA beat Team Puerto Rico. Now I'm confused, right?
Puerto Rico's in the United States.
Exactly. So why are there 2 separate teams?
I don't know.
Puerto Ricans, man. You know Puerto Ricans run things. Think about it, right? Think about the movie Juice. Rodimaz had his whole crew.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Rodimaz has his whole crew of wild Puerto Ricans in Tretch.
And then what happened to Rodimaz?
He got killed.
So he
But that ain't the point.
Days.
It's enough Puerto Ricans in America where they can have their own team. Okay? Even though they are the part of the United States, they still like the United States of Puerto Ricans. Amongst each other.
The United States of Puerto Rico.
Absolutely.
Amongst each other.
Yes.
All right. Well, congratulations, I guess. anyway.
I mean, New York got two basketball teams and they don't need them. Y'all got two football teams and y'all don't need it.
And it's in Jersey.
Exactly. So why can't America have two soccer teams?
New York has two
baseball,
football teams.
Baseball, whatever it is. Whatever the sport, you know
this
what I'm
guy just
about.
Walked in.
All right. Well, what's going on in D.C.?
All right. In D.C., the issue is all of these young children that are missing, especially young women. They said there's been 10 black females that recently went missing in D.C. in the span of a week. Now, they actually had a town hall meeting yesterday. Hundreds of people showed up. They're trying to figure out what is being done to cut down on the number of missing children.
What do you mean missing? Like Washington, D.C., where the president is?
Disappeared. Gone.
People just
vanished.
Now, they're trying to figure out what's happening, especially with these teenage girls. They're feeling like some of these women are being abducted, human trafficking.
You think?
But there are also a lot of runaways as well. Now, one young girl said she ran away because foster care conditions were so terrible, and that's another issue. But they said just because one of these missing children does communicate doesn't mean that they're safe or okay, because social media, sometimes some of these young women that are going missing are posting, but that doesn't mean that that's them posting, or just because you see a text or you see a Facebook post, that doesn't mean necessarily that everything is all cool.
By the way, I need to hear more stories of the runaways, and the reason I need to hear that is because as a father, you don't want to think that people just out here picking off young girls. I got two daughters. You know what I'm saying? So when I hear the story, and I'm like, man, where the hell are they going? So when I hear something about one of them just running away, it kind of relieves you just a little bit.
You know what's crazy? You haven't had that conversation with your daughter if something does happen, what to do?
Of course.
Okay, because we actually just talked about it in the podcast, because somebody actually tried to take my wife when she was younger and yoked her up, tried to choke her out, and tried to drag her off the street.
Whoa.
So we had that conversation about what to do if you do get, you continue to yell, you scream, and if you do get abducted, you make sure you look at everything. You look at what type of car you at, where, you know, how long it takes. If they're taking you somewhere, how many lefts you make, how many rights you make, you try to remember everything. So if you ever get an opportunity to use the phone, you can kind of guide people to where you are.
But if you don't you have your phone, can't they track you on your phone?
Yeah, but if you abduct somebody, you're going to throw that phone immediately.
Yeah?
You're not going to let them have their phone.
You're not going to let them have the phone. Hey, you keep the phone and, you know, play SpongeBob.
I remember back in the day, they used to talk about putting the chips in the kids. And everybody thought that was like the Illuminati, which it probably could be, but damn. You know, you think about it, wouldn't you kind of want some type of tracking device
in
your child?
Exactly where your child
absolutely,
is immediately.
Absolutely. You put mm-hmm. tracking devices on your pets.
And they do advise in D.C. right now, one thing that they're advising is that parents create a fake account on social media so they can monitor their kids and see what their children are putting out there.
I'm not even going to let my daughter go to a class trip to D.C. now. She can't go. She can't see the White House. She can't see none of that.
That's no reason for her to see the White House right now.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Absolutely, positively, no reason for her to be visiting the White House.
Yeah, you're right.
Why would you want your daughter in the White House?
You want
right
your
now?
Daughter to go sit down with Donald Trump?
Come
no,
on
but they have school trips at the end of the year. Every year they go to the Pentagon, they go to the White House. The
now,
Memorial.
let's talk about London and what happened.
You get abducted, you got a president that grabs your vagina. Like, why? No.
Yeah, she ain't going.
In London yesterday afternoon, I know you guys were all watching. This has happened at 2:40 local time there. Police are investigating the deadliest terror attack in 12 years in central London. So far, they've arrested 7 people. They've gone to 6 different addresses. So far, 3 people were killed, as well as the attacker was killed, who rammed into his car into pedestrians on the Westminster Bridge. Now, apparently, 29 people were injured and are being treated in the hospital. 7 of them are still in critical condition. They do believe that this attacker acted alone and that he was inspired by international terrorism. In London, right now, the mayor is saying that London is the greatest city in the world. We will never be cowed by terrorism. We stand together in the face of those who seek to harm us and destroy our way of life.
I love London. I'm going to London in August.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Well, that's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm going to tell you why, man. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night, and there was too many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls. We need drunk girls. We need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just going to go all the way. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Miss Kitty. How are you?
Hey, Miss Kitty. Tell them why you mad.
Meow. First of all, I just want to say I love your show. I listen to you on 92.3 here in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Thank you for having no taste, baby. We appreciate you.
No, she has great taste. Meow. Go ahead.
Okay. So today's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. At the same time, I'm really sad. I work for St. Rita School for the Deaf here in Cincinnati. And we service children that have special needs, all kinds of children that are dependent upon sign language as a form of communication.
Uh-huh.
And they told us last week that they are shutting down the infant through the two-year-old program.
Anybody
who has children with special needs, you know that early intervention is the key for their success. And I love these children with all my heart. I do anything for them. So yeah. I am powerless. I have no idea what to do to help. This is really kind of like a cry for help for me. And maybe somebody will hear this.
What can we do?
Don't know what to do. I don't know. Just spread the word that they're closing this down and that it's a bad idea and that there are families that are devastated. Literally, families have moved across the country. We've had families move here from Mexico, California, Washington, D.C., for their children to go to our school because of the services that we provide for them.
Mm-hmm. Are you in New York? You're not in New York?
No,
we're in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Damn.
Cincinnati.
I wish you was in New York. Could we do a segment called Empower to the People? Where we bring people up and let them express certain concerns like that. I don't know. Is there somebody we can raise money for? Like what?
Hello. Can you can you send us the information, breakfastclubam@gmail.com?
Okay. That's, I will definitely do that.
That's breakfastclubam@gmail. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck, all right? If you are blessed and you want to tell everybody why you're blessed, maybe it's your birthday, maybe you just want to spread some positivity, call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning, it's Shannon.
Hey, Mama, tell them why you're blessed this morning.
You say your name, Salmon?
Shannon.
Oh, Shannon. Salmon. That's a nasty name for a woman. A woman named after a fish?
Oh, stop it. Why are you blessed this morning, Mama?
I'm blessed because I got a new job. I'm about to start working a job on Monday. I got a beautiful home, a beautiful family, and I'm expecting.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for
congratulations.
Shannon.
Wow. Congratulations.
She winning in life.
Boy or girl, do you know yet?
No, I don't know yet, but hopefully it's a boy, God willing. No more girls.
Who's the lucky man you let hit raw?
I'm sorry?
Who's the lucky man you let hit raw?
Her husband.
My husband, exactly. My husband.
He's still lucky.
He is very lucky. He is very blessed. We are very blessed. And God just continues to bless us. And I pray that he just continues to do so.
There you go, boo.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Kenny. I'm from Hollywood, Florida.
Hey, Kenny, tell him why you blessed this morning, bro.
Hey, I had a baby girl. She's actually had a baby girl today. She's 2 months old. She keep me up at night, man. But it's definitely worth it being a father. So it makes me happier.
Congratulations. You sound a little tired.
I was confused. I thought he said he had a baby.
Yeah, she's two months old. Every night, you know, she wake up twice a night, but you know what? It's worth it. Like I said, we have little moments.
They go so fast, so enjoy it, bro.
Did you eat the placenta so you can breastfeed?
No, my wife is naturally, she's breastfeeding, but we didn't have to do that now.
Got you.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Papa Willie. What's good?
What's up, Papa Willie?
Papa Willie.
All right.
Yeah.
And you don't even own a bike.
I thought his name was Papa Willie.
Papa Willie.
Papa Willie.
Yeah, Papa Willie.
Like,
why? You already
know. I thought it was Papa Willie.
Uh-oh. Why you blessed, bro?
I'm blessed because, you know, I'm young. I'm black. I got three beautiful boys.
How old are you?
And I don't owe no child support for. I'm 35.
Okay.
So you paying your child support or you don't have any kids?
You got three kids.
I got three boys.
How many moms? 14.
Nah, just one.
Okay.
Just one, you know what I mean? And I don't owe no child support. I'm not
there
with
you
him,
go.
But...
Hey,
you
man.
Know what I'm saying? I stand tall by my son.
All right.
You know, so I'm blessed for that. I'm blessed to have a beautiful family, too.
There you go.
A win is a win. He had to stress he ain't on no child support 2 or 3 times.
That's
just
right.
Just to let y'all know.
Hello, who's this?
It's John.
John, you eating this morning? What you doing? You licking your lips?
Nah, man. Yeah, y'all want to stick with my bad. I'm over here trying to work.
All right.
Where you work at, John?
Well, I deliver newspapers right now, man. I'm blessed to even have this job right now, to be honest.
What's on the cover of the paper?
Today? Well, shoot, I didn't even really look at it, but we got the London event. We got a couple of sports events. We got a couple of things going on here in Vegas.
What paper?
Review Journal. Do a couple of LA Times, you know.
Okay, all right.
Do what I got to do.
All right.
So I want to let y'all know, well, I'm blessed because, hey, I woke up this morning. be just 2 weeks ago, I was sleeping in my car with my fiance and my dog. And now I'm blessed to be in an apartment. I mean, it's not the greatest, but it'll do for
it's
right
better
now.
Than a star.
That's it. That's right.
Does the apartment allow pets, or you had to sell your dog?
No, actually, I kind of had to hustle them in. What they don't really know about them, I hope they don't find out, because it's $300 per dog, and I got two of them, so.
Damn.
It's a nice little, hey, yeah.
That's
they
a
be
lot
robbing
of money.
Out here.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk.
What's wrong? Cat got your tongue?
Yes. Wyclef.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to
with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
I had a brain freeze.
All right. I see. Well, we've been covering this story about Wyclef in L.A. getting pulled over. He says that he was profiled and he wasn't treated well by the police. The L.A. County Sheriff's deputies are saying no, there was actually a situation where they were looking for somebody for armed robbery. And according to the sheriff, they're saying that Wyclef was very furtive. He went to his trunk. He wouldn't move his hands away from his waistband. Wyclef is saying none of that is true. Here's what he said.
The sheriff report says that I had my hands up, that I went for in the trunk. The minute I got out the car, the sheriffs were on me. So in order for me to have my hand by my waist or to go to for my trunk, they basically would have to step away from me and say, now, sir, can you please go to your trunk? So this information is not accurate. This bothers me because this is what you call tampering with wrong information and not giving the truth.
Yeah, I saw everybody reminding Wyclef that he tweeted All Lives Matter in January. As soon as he posted that video, he started responding to him. Remember when you said All Lives Matter? Said All Lives Matter?
Right. Well, the L.A. County Sheriff's Department is saying that they are sticking with their story, but they would love to talk with him and clear the air.
And they want free tickets to the next Wyclef Jean concert.
All right.
They didn't say that.
Here's some other beef that was happening. Now, I saw this story brewing over and over, but I didn't know this was going to lead to actual physical altercation.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Jordan, Real Housewives of Atlanta, he's Kenya Moore's ex on the show. And according to reports, he actually attacked Peter Thomas at a radio station in Charlotte. And this is all because of this story, okay? Matt Jordan says that Peter Thomas, who is Cynthia's ex-husband, and you know Peter Thomas was up here before in The Breakfast Club because he has that club in Charlotte. And so Peter Thomas and Todd Tucker, who is Candy's husband, according to Matt Jordan, coached him on how to get money from Kenya, all right? Here's what Matt Jordan said on Facebook Live.
They're like, yo, bro, you need to get paid 10 bands. You need to be asking Shorty for at least 10% of what she make. That's what our ladies give us. They're getting all in my head. They're like, yo, Matt, you're her storyline. You deserve monetary compensation. I said, no, you know, I don't feel comfortable because whatever. Like, yo, bro, you're going to make 10 bands. You're going to make 10,000 at the reunion. Like, I take the conversation back to Kenya. I don't tell her that. They said that. You know what I mean? I just tell her, like, hey, look, I think I need to be squared away. She shoots it down or whatever, cuss me out.
He better start hosting some parties.
But they're too old to let people get in your ear. And he fought Peter. Isn't Peter like 55?
Listen, he attacked Peter allegedly. This is according to
Peter's
reports outside of the radio station. Now, Peter Thomas has responded as far as to what happened when Matt confronted him at the station because he was, quote unquote, talking ish. And they said somebody got choked and someone was on the floor. And Peter Thomas is now pressing charges. Here's what Peter said.
Yo, Matt, this is for you, brother. I just saw the video that you put out there. And I'm a little bit confused. Why are we involved? Why you involved me and Todd in your situation? Yes, our ladies work with us when it comes to the check. But we didn't coach you and tell you how to go deal with Kenya. We are never there when you and Kenya are doing your all business. You got to handle your business. We don't have nothing to do with you coming or not coming to the reunion. That's strictly on Bravo.
Now here's what he said about the fight.
Yesterday was an interesting day. Somebody tried me, but they got played. Can't wait for y'all to see the video. Oh, my God. He's trying to stop y'all from seeing the video, but I'm going to get it released, and everybody will see that video. Let's go.
Everybody sit their old asses down.
I'm thinking of saying
this is too much. Are they grown?
Sit their old ass
crazy.
Down, man. He couldn't hear. Let's go. About to choke doing that. He wheezing as he gets the lets out. Let's go. Everything. I got time for that, man. Sit your old ass down.
This is crazy. Should he have gotten some money to be at the reunion? Not if you agreed to go for free.
I mean, that's just that. I don't care. All old ass people involved in this situation relax.
Well, he should get some money for being on the show.
Well, not from her money.
Bravo doesn't pay the men.
Well, then that's too bad. That's too bad. She don't got to give you nothing.
She should break him off.
Listen, he's not her boyfriend anymore.
Maybe not then.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
When I get grown, mm-hmm. I mean, when you start to look like Peter and your beard is white and you got a bald head because mm-hmm. your receding hairline is all the way done,
right.
Delete all your social media. Just get rid of it all. Get rid of it all. They avoid looking stupid. Get rid of it all. Because obviously they can't control it.
No, he can't fight. He's too old to fight. All right. When we come back, we got front page news. What are we talking about in front page news?
Man, we're going to talk about what happened in London. Okay, the attacker who actually killed 3 people. So far, and we'll talk about D.C. Why are these young women missing? What are police telling the children to do in D.C. now?
And we got a lot of people hitting me yesterday about the coughing. You know there's a cough button, right?
I don't care. I got an upper respiratory infection.
So just push the cough button before you cough.
Man, who got time for that?
People were complaining, like, who keeps on coughing?
Who keeps on coughing?
Me.
Charlamagne, just so you know.
Don't you cough, it's your job? All right.
This guy's
crazy. Hell's wrong, people. You at school coughing, but worried about me coughing.
Front page
news
next.
Gross.
It's the Breakfast Club this morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night, Team USA beat Team Puerto Rico. Now, I was kind of confused because I was like, Puerto Rico is really part of the U.S., so which team, if you're Puerto Rican but you were born in the U.S.,
it's not part
for?
Of the U.S., what we learned, though.
It is part of the U.S. It's a commonwealth or something like that.
It's not a state.
No, it's not a state, but it's part of the United States.
No.
You're still considered a United States citizen. But I think unless you live outside of, if you live in the United States but not in Puerto Rico, you can vote for the president, but you can't if you live in Puerto Rico, something like that.
Puerto Ricans can vote for the president of the United States of America?
If you don't live in Puerto Rico. But if you were born there and you live somewhere else in the United States.
I'm confused as hell. All I know is that one of them stars on the flag ain't got nothing to do with Puerto Rico.
Well, congratulations to Team USA, I guess. All right, let's talk about what happened in London.
All right, in London, there have been 7 arrests. Police are trying to figure out who was the attacker and the who was the attacker linked to with the deadliest terror attack in central London in 12 years. Now, so far, 3 people are dead from this attack, and as well as the attacker, he was shot as he stabbed and killed somebody. And it's their belief, they're saying that he acted alone, but they still are trying to figure out who is he linked to. They feel like this person was inspired by other terrorist attacks. So that's what they believe right now. And this happened yesterday. The attacker drove his car along the sidewalk over the Westminster Bridge. He hit pedestrians as he drove, hit a large number of people, including 3 police officers. Then he got out and he stabbed a police officer.
Wow.
He's dead now, right?
Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead now. Okay. He was shot and killed after he stabbed Keith Palmer, who was a 15-year veteran of the London police force.
Well, can't say he didn't deserve it. He earned that one.
Now, what's going on in D.C.?
All right. D.C. are advising young people to stay home to avoid trafficking. There's been missing teenagers that has been a hot issue in the DMV and across the nation. 10 black females recently went missing in D.C. in the span of a week. So police are saying there's no uptick in the amount of missing girls, but they do feel like community members want to draw more attention to the issue. And so they've been starting their own search committees. They had a whole town hall meeting yesterday. Hundreds of people showed up to that town hall meeting in D.C. More than a dozen black and Latina teens have been reported missing in D.C. since March 1st. Now, they're not saying that it is trafficking, but they are saying to just be careful. Some of these young girls are runaways also. They have a high number of runaways. And one young woman said that it was because of the terrible treatment she was getting in the foster care system.
As a father of 2 daughters, that is a terrifying thing to think about. But absolutely. I hate when the D.C. police says there's no uptick in missing children. So what, 10 girls go missing a week? Is that what they're saying? Why isn't this more of a situation?
I don't know.
They're saying there's actually been, according to the police sources in D.C., a decrease in missing persons over the last several years. But people that live there are actually starting their own search committees because they want more attention drawn to these young women of color who are going missing.
And then we just seen the movie Get Out, too? That sounds crazy. That don't sound like no coincidence to me.
But like, sure they need to find out, are these young girls running away? If they are running away, what's the underlying issue? Why there's so many runaways? Yeah. And they're not going to rule out trafficking or anything. So they just need to figure out what is going on.
By the way, you have those conversations with your kids, no matter what age they are, that if they are abducted or they are grabbed, what to do, whether it's to yell, keep yelling, and if they are taken and they can't get away, to just make sure they are awake, memorize everything, whether it's the smell of the car, what the car looks like, what type of car, how many turns they took, how long it took to drive. Make sure you have that conversation. I have that conversation with my kids all the time, just in case.
And more importantly, stop kidnapping young girls, people. Out there.
Well, stop kidnapping anybody.
Yeah, there's young boys missing as well. Yeah, there's more young women, but there's also...
Yeah, but right now we're talking about young girls. I got daughters. Please, stop kidnapping kids all together, but please stop kidnapping young girls. Jesus Christ, what the hell is wrong with y'all?
All right, well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, Rick Ross was on Wendy Williams yesterday. They had a conversation about Nicki. Let's play the clip.
Is it true that you warned Meek Mill about Nicki Minaj?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a fact.
What'd you say?
Just that big brother love. You know, it wasn't nothing personal against Nicki. It could have been Keisha off the block. You know, that was just my opinion. Be careful, you know? You know, sometimes you got to let your little brother live, and you can't stop your little brother from living. You just give your advice and support them, whatever decision they make.
So the question is, 800-585-1051, have you ever had to warn a friend about their boyfriend or girlfriend?
Or do you mind your business?
All right, 800-585-1051. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Rick Ross on The Wendy Williams Show. And if you missed it, this is what they said.
Is it true that you warned Meek Mill about Nicki Minaj?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a fact.
What'd you say?
Just that big brother love. You know, it wasn't nothing personal against Nicki. It could have been Keisha off the block. You know, that was just my opinion. Be careful, you know? You know, sometimes you got to let your little brother live, and you can't stop your little brother from living. You just give your advice and support them, whatever decision they make.
So we're asking, have you ever had to warn a friend about their boyfriend or girlfriend, or do you just mind your business? Now, you give a lot of advice to your friends.
Right.
So do you ever have to warn a friend?
I think what I normally would do is say, listen, people change. I don't know what the situation is. Maybe he's different. But just so you know, in the past, this has happened. And I always tell people full disclosure. You could, you know, bring it up and just ask about it just so they're aware that you're aware of the situation. And with that information, do what you want. I'm never going to tell you, don't mess with somebody. Don't do this. You know, but I will tell you what I know.
I will. Yes. She a hoe. The whole team ran a train on her. Mm-hmm. Yes, she could get you robbed. Yes, be careful. She do credit card scams from what I heard. Absolutely, you warn your dude if he's involved with a chick that could cause him some harm.
Now, see, I mind my business because most of the times, if you don't mind your business, what winds up happening is he goes back and tells his girl, yo, you know Envy or Charlotte said this about you.
Envy's the worst because Envy ain't going to hook you up with nobody.
No,
Envy's not doing nothing. Envy just really minds his business all the way. They'd be like, yo, I told Envy mad times. He didn't tell me nothing.
But could you imagine? Charlamagne called you a hoe, said you smashed mad people. And she goes, no, I didn't.
Now, Charlamagne, I've definitely heard Charlamagne tell people that and it's gotten back to that he said.
Now, why wouldn't I say that?
If it works out, then you all feel awkward every time you walk in the house.
Why wouldn't I tell the homies? I know somebody in this room who asked me about a woman.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You are so foul. But,
yes, sir.
You are so foul. So we can do this.
But sometimes.
Hold on. You asked me about a woman. I'm going to tell you the truth.
But you know what? Sometimes it's all hearsay, too. Like, sometimes you heard something and maybe it's not true.
Oh, no, I don't do that now.
Okay.
It depends. I got to have some very credible sources.
So the friend in this room that you're talking about you told, you had credible information.
Yes, I did.
And you told him.
I said, as far as I know, she's great.
Okay.
And he got her pregnant.
He's in trouble again.
I said, and the only reason he asked me, because he saw us hanging out one time, I said, nah, she cool from what I know. Basically, what he was trying to ask me was,
Did your boys hit?
And I said, no, ain't nobody smashed. We good.
And
she good.
He got her pregnant. Okay, I'm pregnant.
Yeah,
okay.
Good now. Wow.
Well, that was a good one. Shut them easy. I'm bored up. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. What's your name?
How y'all doing? I'm Tayshia from Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey, North mama.
843, what's happening?
That's right.
Have you ever had to warn a friend about their boyfriend or girlfriend?
I did, and let me tell you, it backfired.
Right.
See?
That's what I'm saying.
It was my cousin, my older cousin. He was trying to talk to one of my friends. I knew how he was. I tried to warn her. Went against the family code, because you know you're not supposed to do that.
Right.
But, you know, me and her are real close friends, and it backfired because she basically went back and told him, some of the stuff that I said, and then he was mad at me, and then my family looking at me like, what are you doing? You know, so, yeah, it wasn't good.
Did they end up together, though? Did they stay together? They still together?
No, definitely not.
Okay, it worked. You told her the truth.
It might not have been because of that, though.
No, I mean, it was because of the stuff, but I mean, I still couldn't elaborate on what it was. You know, right. I never said exactly he did this. I was just like, you know, hey, you know, he be careful on why he is, you know, stuff like that.
Are y'all still friends or no? Are y'all still friends?
That's a cousin.
Are y'all still friends?
We're still friends. Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm just going to mind my business now. That's all. Okay. I mean,
by the way, I've had girls, like my homegirls, who may see me talking to another girl, it's not like I'm kicking it with her, of course, but they be like, yo, be careful with her. Mm. You know what I'm saying? She be getting dudes set up, whatever.
Mm. Now, I mean, that's something different. If I hear somebody, I ain't gonna let nobody get robbed or killed or shot.
My friend was talking to a guy, and I knew he used to do credit card scams, and I had to give her a little warning.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And I told her to get me something.
A warning is a warning. A warning is a warning, bro.
All right. 800-585-1051. Have you ever had to warn a friend about their boyfriend or girlfriend? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Rick Ross. He was on the Wendy Williams show. They having a conversation about Nicki. Let's play the audio.
Is it true that you warned Meek Mill about Nicki Minaj?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a fact.
What'd you say?
Just that big brother love. You know, it wasn't nothing personal against Nicki. It could have been Keisha off the block. You know, that was just my opinion. Be careful, you know? You know, sometimes you got to let your little brother live, and you can't stop your little brother from living. You just give your advice and support them, whatever decision they make.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, have you ever had to warn a friend about their boyfriend or girlfriend? I mind my business. Hey, unless it's detrimental to their health or they're dying or getting robbed, then I say something. But
I think it depends on who it is. I would like you to warn me if you knew something. You should warn me.
If I know a girl's whole facts, I'm definitely telling my man. You know what I'm saying? Because I think he needed to know. And if she's one of these girls that's involved in credit card scams or might get you robbed or you just heard some negative things about her, you give your people a heads up.
Okay.
Now, we wish for the best, right? We wish for the best. We hope it works out for you. But I just need to let you know what I know. Your girl could be a ho-ho. That's all I'm saying.
My goodness. Hello, who's this?
It's Tate.
Hey, Tay, have you ever had to warn a friend about their boyfriend or girlfriend, bro?
Man, of course I did, man. Of course I did. I'm tired. I'm still tired of warning this dude about it.
Was she a hoe?
Nah, it ain't that she a hoe. It's just that she don't want to do nothing. You know what I mean? Once you get past a certain age and you move out of your mama's house, I believe you're supposed to be holding your own.
So she using him, you feel like?
Yeah, that's basically what he's doing, because this man will get up from like 4 o'clock in the morning, go to work, and get home to probably about 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening. Won't be no food cooked. House to be dirty. You know what I mean? Just have all her friends over, and he be like, yo, what's up with that? And she'll still sit there and look at him like, what you mean, what's up with that? I'm like, yo, you got to do better than that, bro.
But you know what? That's not really warning him. He already knows what it is. He's living it. Yeah. So those are decisions.
Yeah, we're talking about warning him beforehand.
He knows what he got himself
something
into.
Something that he may not know. She's just a dirty chick.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Haliva.
Hey, Haliva. Have you ever had to warn a friend about their boyfriend or girlfriend?
Yes, I have, but I only let them know if they ask. I don't just, you know, insert my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've told her... Well, yeah, I mean, I want the best for my friends, good, bad, or, you know, I'm going to support them in whatever, but I don't just come right out and, you know, say, hey, no, this dude is trash, unless I see him doing something, and then, of course, I'm like, hey, he's trash.
Yeah, I don't even care. Like, a lot of times, most of the times, these conversations happen because of a girl's sexual history. I don't even really care too much about that, unless it's the homies that hit. Like, if you're dating a girl that... three of us done smash. It's like, it's kind of
awkward. But if it's in her past, what if it was 10 years ago?
Yeah, but if we all at dinner, man, and three people at the table and had sex with her, man, it's like, it's a little awkward.
Nah, you shouldn't let them know. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Lynn from Connecticut.
Hey, Lynn, you ever had to warn a friend about their spouse, their boyfriend or girlfriend?
Well, I was being a friend and warning my friend about her boyfriend. In return, she warned me about mine, but at the same time, I was deceived because the same warning she was giving me is because her and him were hooking up. So I
Wait a minute. So she told you? She told you, well, I'm smashing your man?
She's like, well, why are you up? Well, how she put it was, why you're up in my business? I'm messing with yours. Now, what you mean, messing? The kids know I'm effing yours. Oh.
Hey, what I always say, you can't... You can't smoke crack if you live in a glass crack house.
Wow. That is a cold world.
Wow. Well, what's the moral of the story?
Listen, the moral of the story is if you don't know the situation, then you don't have the right to have an opinion. But if you know the situation, I'm telling, okay? You ain't even got to worry about that there. And please don't ask me. That's the worst thing you can do. Don't ask me. If I volunteer, it'll be a little softer. Yeah, I'm giving it to you straight.
Now we got rumors on the way, Ye.
Yes, let's talk about Love and Hip Hop. Find out who's joining the cast. And she was just up here talking about it. We asked her. Also, Chris Brown, what show is he about to guest star on? I was just watching the show last night. And speaking of last night, Empire, there's some rumors going on about what happened on set. Find out what two female stars were at each other's throats, allegedly.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
So Keisha Cole, when she was on The Breakfast Club, we asked her about rumors that she would be joining the cast of Love and Hip Hop, and here's what she had to say. Now, I told you, and I saw you the other day, there was a rumor that you were going to be on Love and Hip Hop. Is it happening?
I mean, I think it's a great platform for artists, you know, if you do it right. And I wouldn't want to be in all of, you know, like the crazy stuff and all that. So, but she was just, you know, we shot some numbers around and I told her what it would take for me to be on the show.
So is she coming back with the right number?
You know what? I just, after that, all that stuff got thrown out there. I just didn't like the energy of it all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I just like, I'm cool. I'm all right.
Now, she had also told us that she's good friends with Remy, so maybe that's going to, even though she's going to be on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, maybe somehow they'll cross paths.
Can she live in L.A.?
Yeah, she live in L.A.
All right, now she tweeted, I contractually got what we wanted to move, and I want to touch base with the essence of my fans again, wanted to do something different.
I forgot what number she said she was looking for.
Did she say a number?
I thought she did.
I think we threw out some numbers like, oh, we heard you were getting a million.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the real number is.
Or drop on the Clues Bombs for Keisha Cole. Why not? Get your check.
Now,
it's not the first time.
The rumor is that, yeah. The rumor is that she's going
to
be on there with Daniel Booby Gibson, but I don't know how true that is. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In the meantime, speaking of TV, Chris Brown is going to be guest starring on Black-ish. He's going to play a popular rap star named Richard Youngsta that Dre is going to be extremely excited to work with. Okay, but... actually, Dre's wife, Tracee Ellis Ross, doesn't like the campaign. She thinks it's stereotypical. So that should be next week, actually.
I'm going to tune in for that.
Yeah, me too. I was just watching.
I love Black-ish. That's one of my favorite shows. Not because it's a show full of black people, because it's a great show and it's a show full of
it's
black
well-written.
People.
It's well written. It addresses a lot of issues. All right, now Taraji P. Henson and Nia Long allegedly had some issues on the set of Empire. Empire was on last night. And according to rumors, producers almost had to shoot the scenes they were in together separately. That's how much
really? They
didn't get along on set. Now, the rumor is that it's because of Nia Long and that she was extremely rude to the people in hair, makeup, and wardrobe. Now, Nia Long's people are denying that any of this actually happened, and they're saying all of this is just rumors. But there's also additional reports that she was disrespectful to the cast, crew, and production people. And according to these rumors, the hair and makeup actually lodged complaint against Nia and threatened a lawsuit as well. They said she was habitually late and that sometimes she would be about 30 minutes late to set and even be a no-show at times, and they would have to use a stand-in to rehearse so that Taraji and Terrence could actually finish rehearsing a scene.
Is that true? Nia Long's an OG. Nia Long been around a long time. I don't think she'd still be participating in that kind of, you know, young, fresh, new, I can arrive when I want to behavior.
That doesn't sound right.
Now, one actor on the show said the experience was so unpleasant that they would never work with her again.
Really?
Now, Nia's rep is saying, you know, we stand by our comments this morning that Nia has always and continues to be a consummate professional on set. In respect to her working relationships with the cast, she came onto this project in the first place because of her longstanding friendship and professional relationship with Terrence Howard.
Yeah, we can't have those two legends, Nia Long and Taraji Henson, beefing. That's just terrible. But who wins in a fight? Taraji and Nia Long.
See, I don't know if it was a personal thing against Taraji. I think they were saying that Taraji was upset that she was rude to the cast and crew.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's your people. I mean, that's the same thing I would do. You know, if you rude to the people that's around me, I'm going to check you about it. But okay. Who wins in a fight, though?
My money on Nia Long. She's from Brooklyn.
I kind kind of feel that way too, man.
Taraji, just a little bit.
I understand. I see you can't. I'm just separating the cookie from it.
Right.
Taraji about that life too, though. I don't know. That's a
Taraji's
good little scrap.
Definitely about that life.
So that's a good little scrap. I wouldn't mind seeing 30 seconds of that.
30 seconds.
That's all.
We wouldn't want them. Hey, we wouldn't want them to fight.
No.
Okay. Y'all was complaining about fighting earlier. Now you're trying to put these women
against. I wouldn't want them to fight. I'm just, you know, speculating.
All right. And congratulations to our girl, Naturi Naughton. She is expecting her first child. That's Tasha from Power.
It ain't mine. What am I congratulating her for?
Congratulations to her.
It's not mine.
Shout out to Naturi. You know what that means?
Drop on a clues bar for Naturi, man.
She actually came by the juice bar the other day. That means she was pregnant when she was there.
Probably was.
Yeah, I didn't know. Her and her baby daddy. I wonder if they're going to end up getting married or what's going on with that. But they are having a baby. That's her first, his first, so that's exciting.
Drop one of Clues Bomb to that young man. You picked the right one to have unprotected sex with, sir. I applaud you for making great choices.
Such a nice, cute couple. I had no idea she was pregnant until they put those pictures out yesterday.
Congrats to her.
And she's on vacation right now with him. All right, and this story, Envy, is particularly for you.
Okay.
All right, they were talking about the biggest selling, most successful shoe launch in the history of Nike. Do you know what shoe that was?
What happened?
I don't know.
This was back in December. The largest and most successful shoe launch in the history of Nike.
What was that?
That is the Space Jam 11.
Oh, yeah, yep.
It dropped in December to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Michael Jordan's 1996 one of the same name. And that is the biggest selling one to date ever in company history, surpassing the previous record holder, the Air Jordan 11 Retro 7210.
And I got both of those this weekend at Foot Action. Foot Action did a grand open in New York, and they had those as a restock. And I got both those sneakers.
What size you wear?
Your size.
Okay. No, you don't. Actually, Charlamagne's feet are bigger than yours.
I know, man. I got 12-inch feet and
Your feet are 12 inches?
Yeah, don't have the penis to match. You know how they always say people with big feet got a big penis? It's not me at all. Penis is 7 inches, 3/4.
All right.
I thought the rule was that if your ring finger is longer than your index finger, that means that you have a big penis.
I ain't got that either.
All right. Well, then that's true.
I'm just average. Just an average Joe.
All right, good. Well, you won't hurt nobody.
Wow. Paper cuts hurt too, especially when they wet.
Oh, little paper cut.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Charlamagne!
This guy, man. I got an upper respiratory infection.
Bro, you effed up over there.
I got an upper respiratory infection.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
It's this white supremacist out there named James Jackson. I don't know how you can be a white supremacist with a black name, but you need to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with you, sir.
All right.
Ain't fabulous name James Jackson?
John Jackson.
Oh, okay.
All right, we'll do it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty
funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, March 23rd goes to a white supremacist named James Jackson. First of all, how you gonna be a white supremacist with a black name? Okay, your first name is the father from Good Times and your last name belongs to Michael Jackson's daddy, Joe. Okay, it don't get no blacker than that. If you're a white man whose name is James Jackson, you are not allowed to be racist on no level. Okay, you got the same last name as the King of Pop. All right, two sport athlete superstar Bo Jackson, and you choose to be a white supremacist? Come on, now. You're supposed to be an ally with a name like that. Anyway, this 28-year-old racist-ass cracker was arrested yesterday in New York for ha-ha! You guessed it, being racist. Let's go to WABC for the report, please.
James Jackson is being arraigned on charges he killed a man because he was black. Officials say Jackson came here from Maryland to kill.
And cops say a 26-inch mini sword is the knife he used in the stabbing. 28-year-old James Harris Jackson charged with murder, the attack being investigated as a hate crime. Police say the Baltimore man surrendered late Tuesday night in Times Square, telling cops he's the person they're looking for. Police say he had two knives in his pocket 24 hours earlier. Investigators say he stabbed 66-year-old Timothy Kaufman in the back and chest as he was collecting bottles and cans.
The reason why he picked New York is because it's the media capital of the world. He wanted to make a statement.
All right. Mm-mm. He picked NYC because it's the media capital of the world. He wanted everyone to know. He wanted to make a statement. Dear racist white people, I prefer my racist statements on social media. I get them all the time. Trust me, they're just as effective. Okay, we may not reply, but we see you. All right, every now and then a bigot will call me the N-word on social media, and I'll reply with a crack-ass cracker, give him a little of his own energy back. That should be enough, right? Okay? That should be, right? No, because some of these bigots want blood. All right, please, other white supremacists, no need to take the racism to the streets. Just call me a doo-doo-skinned donkey on Instagram. All right, that's just as effective. Yeah. Listen, all my white brothers and sisters, those of you who know better, you must do better and you must teach better, okay? You may not be prejudiced. You may not have a racist bone in your body, but someone you know may not share that same sentiment. So what we need you to do, white people, is talk to your cousins. Talk to your aunts, your uncles, your brothers, your sisters, your fathers, your mothers. Because in this day and age, you or someone you love may be a suspected white supremacist, okay? James Jackson is a part of a hate group that for whatever reason isn't being named, but they need to be. Give them all the attention they want. We all need to be aware of these so-called hate groups. Don't suppress them. I want to be woke with my eyes open when it comes to these people, okay? By the way, this is exactly why I told you yesterday that what the New York Daily News did by reporting that false story that white people are not welcome behind the scenes of Power 105 The Breakfast Club, that's why that's dangerous, okay? 2017 is not the year for anyone to be labeled racist. I mean, that's never a good label to have at any time, but definitely not in 2017. And this current racial climate? Absolutely not. James Jackson got on a bus and rode 200 miles from Baltimore with an 18-inch blade just to kill one black person. That's a different level of commitment. I'm not getting on a bus to ride 200 miles to see someone I love. He rode on a bus 200 miles to come kill someone he hates, okay? James Jackson is not that serious. Also, this is what gets me. Y'all know I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but why would you throw your life away for someone you hate? If you hate black people, why would you kill one of us and spend the rest of your life in jail because of one of us? You're 28, came to New York to kill someone, and you think you're getting off? You're not a cop. Cops are the only people that really get off of killing black people in New York, not your regular white ass. You was better off catching the bus down south, Alabama, Mississippi. You might can kill a black man there and get off, but not New York. Now your dumb ass gonna spend the rest of your life in prison over somebody you hate? That don't make no logical sense to me. James Jackson, I hope that life sentence you about to get was worth it. Please give James Jackson the biggest hee-haw, please. I'm telling you, man, America as a whole needs group therapy. I don't think psychologically we are dealing well with the events of the last 18 months. It's more than Donald Trump being president. Something shifted in this country. Something ruined the relationships between people. And I think Trump is the symbol of that. But it's got to be something else. In America as a whole, we just all need to go hand in hand to a counselor and get therapy and work this thing out, man.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call Yee right now. She'll put you live on the radio. Again, 800-585-1051. Call Yee. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. What line do you want to go to, Yee?
Okay, let's do caller four.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's PJ from Cincinnati.
Hey, what's your question for Yee?
Yee, I just really want to know, I'm dating this guy, and we're getting into stuff, and, like, he's getting really over the top with his reactions. Like
give me an example.
Like, last weekend, in January, I was planning on moving to Maryland, and I changed my mind, and I was going to get my stuff. We went to Maryland to go get my stuff. He got upset because I went around the corner to the mall, and I spent too long picking out some shoes and, like, was upset enough to be ready to leave. We're scheduled to be here for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
You're ready to leave.
He was ready to get on a plane and leave?
No, he was driving.
Okay.
But I was going to be leaving by myself because I still had to get my stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are just arguing over little stupid reasons.
Right.
All right. And how long have you been with him?
Like 6 months. But this has been going on for a little while now.
Oh, 6 months isn't that long for all this to be happening. Let me ask you this. How does he interact with his other friends and family members? Is there anything strange?
Like, he is, like, a very, like, when he gets mad, he can, like, cut you off and never think about it again. Like, it's like you never remember that he knew you.
Right. And do you take any responsibility for any of these things happening? Like, do you agitate things? Do you get upset quickly? Do you let things escalate and not handle it right away? Does any of this have to do with how you act also, or is it just him?
No, it's definitely got a lot to do with me, but that's something that we're working on. We're kind of like therapying ourselves because we both realize that there are things that bother each other. Okay. We're working on our communication, but it's just not getting anywhere.
Okay, now that's an important thing to recognize, that at least you can recognize that it is partly your fault. It's not just that he goes off the deep end for no reason.
Yeah.
I guess sometimes things just snowball because both of you don't know how to handle any type of conflict. And I always say, just as important as it is to know how to get along with somebody, it's also important to know how to effectively argue or not get along, because at the end of the day, we all sometimes have discrepancies, we don't get along, and we have to know how to deal with that in a productive way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to think about how things happen. Now, what I've learned is when you get into an argument with somebody, you should never say things like, you always do this, or you never do that. You have to somehow say, it makes me upset when you do this, because that's putting it on yourself and your reaction to how he acts.
Right.
And sometimes things do escalate because something little happens, then you take it to the next level, then he takes it to the next level. You're both being stubborn. Nobody wants to apologize. Nobody wants to admit that they're wrong. When you guys are not in the middle of an argument, that's when y'all need to sit down and discuss. I don't like how we get into these arguments and then things just get blown out of proportion for no reason. So let's figure out how we can effectively make sure that doesn't happen anymore.
Right.
So you need to think about how you react to him and how to figure out being the bigger person sometimes. And being the bigger person might be, okay, you're taking a long time to go look at shoes, and maybe you're being whatever to him. He gets upset about it. It's a small thing. You can come back and say, you know what? I did take a long time. You know, I'm looking for... It's just a small thing.
Okay, so, now, Yee, let me stop you there, because I did come back and apologize.
Mm-hmm.
He's the type of person, he didn't even let me know what he was upset about. He just eventually texted me a bunch of messages that... You know what I mean? Obviously, something's wrong with you.
Right.
Put the pieces together, and then I apologized. Okay, I was there kind of like an hour and a half. I'm right around the corner at the mall, though, so you kind of had the opportunity to come get me.
Right.
But I definitely had the opportunity to call as well, but, I mean, it didn't do any good. It doesn't do any good.
And sometimes we got to just remember to do nice things for each other. Like, if I take a long time doing something and I know my boyfriend's going to be mad, I'll bring something back for him, too.
So he's happy about it.
Exactly. So at least while I'm out here taking a long time, I was thinking about you.
Right.
You know, but you guys just have to, it seems like really small little things, and you don't want that to end up ruining an otherwise good relationship.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
so,
our kids mesh well. The house is perfect. Like, it's just small things.
So you should tell him, listen, when I do something that upsets you, you know what would help me? If you let me know right away what it is so that I could fix it right away, because I really want to work on us being stronger. And if you do something that upsets me, I will let you know right away what it is so we can work past it. And y'all just have to really make that effort.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, I've got a question.
Mm-hmm.
If he's at work and I want him to listen to this, could I have him...
Tell him to tune in right now.
Yeah, tell him to turn it on right now. But listen,
okay,
if everything else is otherwise great, you can't... You can't let these little things mess up your relationship. But, yes, it's
right.
About... Tell him right now to turn it on.
Tell him they about to play his song on the radio, because I know he's an aspiring rapper.
Okay. He's really not. He works at the VA, but okay.
All right, Mama. Have a good one.
Thank you, guys,
you got a sneaky rap career.
All right.
Ask Yee.
800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you could call her right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Travis.
Travis, what's your question for Yee?
So, Yee, I have this girl I've been talking to for about a year and a half. And, like, when we first started talking, she was like, she ain't feel me, but I kept pursuing. Mm-hmm. And then, like, we eventually started taking trips out the country, going to different cities and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, like, eventually we had sex. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we had sex, she was like, I don't like you no more. I can't talk to you no more. Like,
so wait, hold on. Let's back it up. You tried to talk to her for how long?
Like a year and a half. I say a year and a half. It really is 2 years, but for 6 months, essentially, she was talking to another dude, and I couldn't really talk to her.
So then you started taking her on trips outside the country.
Well, we were no trips outside the country. Honestly, she paid sometimes, I paid sometimes. And then when we went, like, the different cities, I would pay for the hotels and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But everything was cool. Like, we were friends. We was close.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as we had sex, it was, like, 3 days later, she was like, I don't like you. I don't want to see
you. You got a little meat.
I was like,
you got a little meat. You got a little meat.
Stop.
Little meat done.
So because you guys are friends, I'm sure you asked her what was the problem, what happened, what did she say?
She told me 10 different things. She was like, I don't think you really like me like you say you do. You just trying to get the now that you got it, I don't think you want nothing. Then she was like, I'm just not attracted to you. Like, I don't know, man. She just tell me like five.
Okay, if she told you that she's not attracted to you, she probably isn't attracted to you like that.
You got a little meat, man. You have a little meat.
Yeah.
Your penis little brought him, man. Your penis little brought him.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what it seems like to me is that you liked it for a long time. Sometimes persistence overcomes resistance. You were around. She broke up with her man. It was a bit of a rebound for her to try to get over whatever situation that she was in. Y'all went away together. She never really liked you like that, but she was just always there around a good person, good friend.
Tell him to send you a penis pic, man. I guarantee you he got a little
meat. No, hey, no offense, Charlamagne. That's not the problem, because the second time we had sex, I went too deep and her uterus was hurting, so no offense. I ain't trying to break
it. Now it's the second time. Wasn't the second time 30 seconds ago. Now it's the second time.
But maybe she, you know, maybe she was going through a lot with her. Did she have a rough breakup?
You could say that. Like, she basically hates the dude now, essentially.
Right,
like,
so.
She never tell me exactly what happened, but she hates the dude.
Okay, she hates him, but she probably loves him, and she hates that she loves him. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you go through a breakup, and then you were the closest thing to her. She ended up getting with you, but she's still not over this dude. So it probably is a lot to do with her own emotions. And maybe she never intended for your relationship to get physical that way, and she's mad at herself for that. Maybe she thought you would always just be friends, you know? So is she being nasty to you? Or what is it that you want now? You want to be with her still?
Like, I want to still be cool with her and do, like, what we used to do. Like, if she don't want to have sex, I'm cool with that. But now, like, I just seen her the other day, and she was like, yo, friends don't touch each other. Friends don't kiss.
Oh,
I was like, well, we've been kissing for 2 years almost. Like, what the f*** you mean?
And then she saw your penis. Cursing. Y'all was kissing for 2 years, then she saw your penis.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this. You can't make somebody like you or be attracted to you or want to be with you. If she told you she doesn't want to, then you have to respect that. There's nothing you can do to make somebody feel a way that they don't. All that's going to do is annoy somebody even more.
I got you.
So if you feel, and listen, maybe she will one day come around and change her mind, but what you need to do is back up and give her space, and maybe she'll be like, you know what, I do miss him. But you have to let her miss you if she's going to miss you, and if she doesn't, then you need to get on with your life.
She's not changing her mind unless your penis grow, bro.
He broke her uterus.
Yeah, right.
Gotcha.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right, little brother.
I know. I'm sorry. It's not what he wanted to hear.
It's little brother. Little brother.
Ask ye 800-585-1051. Now, ye, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, Drake got a tattoo, of course. It would tell you, I mean, I'm sure you can guess what tattoo he got. Also, Suge Knight, he's out of the hospital. Also, Suge Knight, he's out of solitary confinement. We'll tell you where he's at, what's going on, and we'll give you an update on Kendrick Lamar's new album.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, we've all seen the picture by now of Drake and Sade. People were upset, like he was dating her or something. It looks like she was just at his show, and they took a picture together. But he does also have a tattoo of Sade on his body.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Aubrey, man. Aubrey goes above and beyond.
If you have Revolt TV, you can see it.
To smash whatever woman he's trying to smash.
We don't know that that's what he wants to do, though. He probably looks up to her just like everybody loves Sade.
Yeah, but if you get a chance to have sex with Sade, you take it. I didn't even know Sade was real at one point in life. I thought she was just like elevator music.
Mm. All right, well, he was so happy and all cheesy. Posted pictures of her. He got the tattoo, so.
I know a girl that became a lesbian because of Sade.
You do?
Yeah, it's the first time she ever had her first sexual experience with a girl. The girl that did it to her threw Sade on, and it was over from there.
That was it.
Yep. It was this is no ordinary love.
It's definitely not. All right, and Kendrick. It looks like Kendrick might have some new music on the way because he has cleaned off his whole Instagram, and now he just has a picture four. So I guess that's going to be for his new album.
This would be young Kendrick's fourth album.
Yes, it will.
I'm always here for a Kendrick Lamar album.
Yeah, I'd love to hear a new Kendrick album.
Absolutely. Because I always, you know, I've been telling people that I feel like Big Sean is the best rapper, just like bar for bar out right now. But the person that could take that title as Kendrick.
That can make that change.
Yes. And this is in my mind.
He's also headlining Coachella, and that's coming up next month as well.
Are you going? You said you were going.
Yes, I believe I am.
They said traffic. Oh, my goodness. It's about 2-3 hours.
Beyonce ain't going to be there. What you going for?
Let's see everybody else, too. I got to do some work, though. That's why I'm going. Mm-hmm. All right, Carly Red. She is a relationship. You know Carly Red. She was in Top 5 by Chris Rock.
Oh, yeah, one of the hoes.
But she's also from Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta.
Oh, one of the hoes. Okay.
Anyway, she has confirmed that she is in a relationship with C's from Black Ink. And here's what she had to say.
It's a celibate relationship. We haven't had sex. According to him, he's not celibate, but I'm not having sex with him, so to me, we are. But I'm just not. I'm not ready. But because of that, I just want to make sure that it's real.
On reality TV, celibate relationships just mean we're doing this for the cameras.
Right.
That's all that is. Mm-hmm. Cross promotion for the show.
Well, Young Jock didn't like that. He said, let me guess. His needle doesn't touch the bottom like mine does. LOL.
What's
the
needle?
Hashtag Sir Petty.
Somebody's penis, bro.
Why would you refer to your penis as a needle?
I don't know. Maybe it's dirty.
Okay.
All right. Then she posted a picture of him. It's not a very flattering picture. I don't know if you guys saw it. He's shirtless and has someone's legs up in the air. And she said, this is what a needle penis looks like. What real man talk about another man's penis. I know you miss me fingering your butt.
Okay.
Wow.
Can I say that?
No.
Don't come for me unless I send for you lace front wearing MF hashtag petty champ.
Okay.
All right. Well, Young Jock didn't like that.
I like where this is going.
And here's what he, and here's what he said.
I'll tell you one thing, Carly. You know what I'm saying? I play a little bit, but I don't play no game, no gay shit and all that sucker shit. On my kids, you never put your fingers in my ass, bitch.
What?
Put it on your daughter life. Put it on your mama life. You can't. And I never said nothing about it. I said needle. And let it be known, ain't no gay shit over here. Bitch, that's you in that picture with your legs up.
By the way, that whole Instagram rant sounds gay, by the way.
He said, and I play a little bit.
I play a little bit. You know what I mean? Listen to your Uncle Charlotte, guys. Some things you're just not supposed to reply to, and somebody putting anything in your ass is every single one of those things. You just sound ridiculous. You're a whole grown-ass man, and you're out here trying to defend yourself over allegations that someone put something in your butt?
And there's nothing wrong with a little finger in there. Right?
I'm just saying, you're too old to be falling.
What conversation are we having?
You're just too old to be falling for that trick. Whenever a person's trying to discredit you.
You fell for the old finger in the booty.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Because
whenever somebody's trying to discredit you, the first thing they do is insinuate that you're gay. Right. That's what they try to do. So that's all it is.
But does that mean that you're gay? If a woman does it, that doesn't mean you're gay.
No.
It doesn't. Right. All right. Now, Tyrese, Wendy Williams is not too happy with him, and that is because of a post that he did. A lot of people were talking about this post where he was talking about women, not being real. He said, I feel the need to send a message to all of these type of ladies of all races who think dudes are just stupid. We know the difference in real hair and fake clip-ons. We know eyelash extensions. We know fake hard titties pointing in four directions with your ribs showing in the middle. Why so much separation? We know when you got little chicken legs and it leads to an oversized fake ass. You guys are really starting to go too far with the manufactured beauty. Well, here is how Wendy Williams addressed him on her show.
The rant was so long and made me so damn mad. You haven't been the same since you wrote that book lecturing women on how to be a good woman. It came out like 3 years ago. He came on our show and promoted it and stuff, but he was like real preachy to us. You know, I don't like a man telling me what to do.
You just gotta pick and choose when you wanna listen to Tyrese.
Keep
trying to tell y'all that. You just gotta pick and choose when you wanna listen to him. Some things Tyrese say make a lot of sense. Some things you just ignore. That's all. That's just one of those things you ignore.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
True story. Tyrese is our guy. That's my guy. I don't have too many people that I really like in this game. I like Tyrese.
Absolutely.
I think he's top three funniest people in the world. When he group texts us, Envy.
Right.
Do I always respond?
No.
Absolutely. You just got to pick and choose when to respond to Tyrese. It's just that simple.
You'll be leaving him hanging for like
all
days.
The time.
Like, respond to him.
No. Nope. I'm not even feeding into this.
All right. Well, shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mix is up next. You want to hear something at DJ Envy? Get your request in. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.